morning, Fiona.
Now, firstly, is there evidence that swine flu is here in the Coffs Coast?
Yes, we have had some cases here. Around about 10 on the north coast have been hospitalised overall, but it doesn't seem to be quite as severe up here on the north coast as it is in Sydney. So whilst it is around, it's not as prevalent or it's not as frequent in people around Coffs Harbour at this moment. I guess we can always say we're waiting for, you know, the next wave of the flu to come through, but we've got our ears and eyes out just waiting to see how that turns out.
Okay, and so what regions has it presented in?
Pretty well much across the north coast, so certainly Grafton, Coffs Harbour, Maxwell, and through in around our own area down to Port Macquarie. It's been a little bit more in Port Macquarie than up here in Coffs Harbour, and because it's been a little bit more active in the last 2 weeks, hospitals in Coffs Harbour, Port Macquarie and Maxwell have set up flu clinics.
Okay, so a flu clinic has been set up in Coffs Harbour?
Yes, at the local hospital. That one usually is available after hours, and it just depends on the numbers of people that are presenting to emergency, whether it's staffed all the time or not. So if people do have a problem, probably the best way to go is to call your GP and just explain what your symptoms are, and they'll let you know what you need to do from there. If they think it's just a very mild flu, like you've just got a little bit of tiredness and muscle aches and pains, yes, you do treat it just like the normal flu.
So it is possible that you could have the swine flu, get through it, not seek treatment and be fine, be done with it?
Absolutely. It's very hard to tell from the normal flu, and for some people it's just like a few sniffles and a few little headaches. For other people it can be quite severe. The difference about this one is there are certain groups of people who are at increased risk of severe illness from the swine flu. So most people just get a mild to moderate one, but the people who really need to be looking out are those who are pregnant, especially after their first 3 months. Those who've got chronic chest problems or heart problems, any chronic disease that might decrease your immune system, and certainly those people who are of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander background certainly need to be more aware.
Is that the only thing that sets the swine flu apart, the fact that it hits harder to those particular people?
That's one of the things. Also, it seems to be focusing a little bit more on young adults and middle-aged adults and certainly young children, which the general normal seasonal flu seems to have a more of an older focus. This flu seems to be a little bit more across the whole spectrum of ages, but particularly under four-year-olds and in the sort of middle-aged type adults.
Okay, and at what point would you suggest that we put ourselves to bed, you know, with the box of tissues and a good DVD? Well, at what point do you think that perhaps that should change to going to a GP?
Okay, so the warning signs of what we call severe illness are the ones where you've got, let's say in adults for starters, where you've got difficulty breathing or you feel short of breath, if you've got any chest pain in your tummy or abdomen, if you're getting dizzy, you're a bit confused, or you develop a rash or vomiting and you can't keep things down. So very definitely that's warning signs of severe illness.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
For children, again, it would be the same, but children often don't express their illness exactly the same. So if they're more irritable, they don't want to be held, or they're very, very drowsy and they reduce their activity, they're not the little jumping up and down children that they usually are, then that's another warning sign. And certainly calling a doctor or going to an emergency department is important in those cases.
Okay, and are we still testing people who are presenting with those symptoms for the swine flu?
No, not unless they're in hospital or they're in a high-risk situation. So most people, if they've got the symptoms of a bit of a temperature or the aches and pains and a headache, depending on what group they're in and whether it's if it's more moderate symptoms where you really don't feel like going to work, you just find it hard to get up, then the doctor will probably treat you with one of the antiviral tablets like Tamiflu.
Mm-hmm. So you literally might have it and never know that you've had it?
Pretty well much. Mm. And I think probably in this group of flu, more people are in the moderate kind, which might put them off school or off work. And it's worthwhile certainly remembering if you're doing a lot of coughing and a really runny nose, or but especially a lot of coughing, then you probably should stay home from work or school until that's settled down, until you feel a lot better.
Now, I'm just wondering, if you feel like you're handling it, like, you know, it is a sort of mild to medium form of the flu, but you care for some people that are elderly, or you have young children, should you take a different course of action?
Basically, very, very good hygiene. So washing your hands regularly, using disposable facial tissues, throwing them in the bin, trying to keep your contact as minimal as possible with them. So it might be for a few days that, you know, the close hugs and wiping of somebody else's noses, you leave to them. But certainly making sure you still get plenty of rest. And if they're not in the vulnerable groups, if they're quite healthy kids and healthy older adults, then yes, you can still be around that.
Okay. And finally, Dr. Helena, is there anything that we can do to sort of prevent us from getting the swine flu? Any sort of health advice for us? More vitamin C, perhaps?
Not usually from that point of view. Again, it's good what we call cough hygiene and good infection control. So if you're out and about and you notice there are some people coughing, stay at least a metre away from them. If you're touching things in areas where there's been lots of people through, make sure you wash your hands before you touch your own face or nose. That way you're not going to transmit the bug up into your mouth and your airways.
Dr. Helena, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Fiona.
Bye-bye. Medical Director of the Coffs Harbour Division of General Practice, Dr. Helena Johnston, talking to us this morning about the swine flu. And a clinic has been set up at the Coffs Harbour Health Campus operating from 5 to 9 daily. That's 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. daily, and from 2 in the afternoon till 9 p.m. on weekends. You can phone the influenza clinic on 6656 5139.